Yo, what's up, self-care fam? Bah! Riley Hart here, your daily dose of reality served with a side of chill vibes. Let's get real for a sec. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like, your mental energy is basically buffering at 5%? That's Gen Z life in a nutshell, am I right? We're juggling school, jobs, social media, and trying to figure out what avocado toast actually tastes like. It's a lot, fam, but here's the tea. Neglecting self-care ain't gonna cut it. Seriously, it's not just a bougie spa day with cucumber water and overpriced bath bombs. Think of self-care like your phone battery. You gotta charge it up regularly or it straight up dies on you. And when I say charge it up, I mean prioritizing things that genuinely make you feel good, both physically and mentally. That's not selfish. It's survival mode, 101. First off, ditch the guilt trip, okay? We've been conditioned to believe that taking care of ourselves is somehow a luxury, something only privileged people can afford. But self-care ain't about having money. It's about having boundaries and making conscious choices to prioritize your well-being. So if that means saying no to an extra shift or unfollowing that toxic account that's constantly dragging you down, do it. Your mental health will thank you later. Next up. Remember that self-care ain't one size fits all. What works for your bestie might be a total snooze fest for you. Find what genuinely energizes and recharges you. Some of us thrive on solo time. Others need their squad goals to feel fulfilled. Maybe it's getting lost in a good book, binge watching that new Netflix series everyone's talking about, no judgment here, or even just taking a walk in nature and appreciating the simple things. Experiment, find your groove, and own it. Speaking of owning it, don't underestimate the power of small wins. Spare. Self-care ain't always about grand gestures. Sometimes, it's the tiny things that make a big difference, like making time for a 10-minute meditation before bed, actually getting 8 hours of sleep, gasp, or simply taking a few deep breaths when you're feeling overwhelmed. These little acts of self-love add up, trust me. Remember that feeling when you finally finish a brutal assignment and reward yourself with your favorite ice cream? That right there is the beauty of self-care. It's about celebrating you and giving yourself permission to feel good. And let's be real, Gen Z deserves all the good feels after everything we've been through. Okay, so picture this. You're drowning in deadlines, your phone's blowing up with notifications, and you haven't slept properly in days. Sound familiar? Ever felt that burning sensation of stress creeping up on you like a bad breakup song on repeat? That's where self-care becomes your superhero cape. Hit the pause button, even for 5 minutes. Take a walk outside, blast your favorite playlist, or call that one friend who always knows how to make you laugh. You got this. Remember, fam, self-care ain't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about prioritizing your well-being and showing yourself some damn loves. So ditch the guilt, embrace the good vibes, and let's get charged up for all the amazing things we're going to achieve together. Hit me up with your self-care tips on TikTok or DM me. I want to hear your game plan. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode of Your Daily Dose of Realness. Keep it full score.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.